Well, if you don't cut them back, they're going to be, if they're 3 feet long now, they're going to be 6 feet long, you know, by mid-spring.
So you can prune them back.
Yeah, you might as well prune them back and let them be full and tight.
Well, as a young man and child, when I was doing that for my mother, I would have appreciated that knowledge. So, guys, this is important. Yeah, they stab you.
They
hurt.
They make your hands turn red with blood, don't
they? Yeah, they do. They hurt. So, but potted plants in and out, I'm just telling you, that's a great deal. But we still have plants.
You know, so far, probably a blanket outside would have. I tell you what, another trick that I came up with. Let's say you have a bougainvillea or a hibiscus or something big that's in a pot that's too big to move. And, you know, I ask people, how many backs do you have? And you only have one, so let's don't break it dealing with a. I don't care whether it's $100. Your back's worth more than that, however much you value your plant. So you can put Christmas lights at the base of the plant and put anything over it, plug the Christmas lights in, and you've got a little heated greenhouse thing there. And so during these real cold spells where it goes below freezing and doesn't get above freezing the next day, that can really penetrate that cold, can penetrate and kill stuff. But with that source of heat, nothing dies, so... That's kind of a trick.
Yeah, but it's a good trick, too.
Yeah.
Because like you said, because what Tommy was, he said to be young again earlier, if you noticed in the conversation, because when Claire was picking up these plants, this is why she noticed that it was my stepson that picked up our plants and dropped them last time. I said, well, you got them? And he said, I asked her, I said, who loaded them? She goes, just one guy brought them out. And I thought, okay. Well, she didn't mention it was a very young man that brought them out and loaded them. So I went out to do them. And then your pride kicks in when your wife's watching you. And you struggle, and you barely make it to the house with the pot that weighs about 5 billion pounds, and then you can't hardly walk for about 3 days. So, it's to be young again, and you only have one back, guys. Remember this.
That's right.
Because those pots get heavy real quick.
We can still do a lot, but we just can't do as much.
As many times.
That's right, yeah. That's
so,
right.
And you learn, and as you get older, you get wiser, too.
That's right.
And you start remembering, let the young ones do that now.
Yes. Yeah, I tell you what, it's... wisdom is very important, isn't it?
It is. It is, and you learn.
You do.
Well, I tell my daughters this. Everybody makes mistakes, but if you learn from it, it's called a lesson.
That's right.
If you keep doing it over and over, well, it's something else.
You just haven't learned the lesson.
Yes. We got to take a quick break, and we're going to talk about taking care of the outside of our house. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Real Estate and You. Well, Tommy, I think we've got the inside of the house and the plants covered, but let's talk about the outside of the house.
All right, I want to tell you something. We're going to have a beautiful spring.
I like to hear that.
And the reason I know is because of the moisture in the soil. We've been here when there hasn't been any rain since August.
Yes.
None in September, November, December, January, February, March. And that that makes for a bleak spring. So this year, man, it's going to be absolutely gorgeous. All the wildflowers, the pastures are going to be green with grass. Ranchers are going to love it.
Excuse me.
The red buds are going to be redder. Some trees have red leaves like plums and different plants. They're going to be redder and darker green, darker colored and more beautiful. The white pears that bloom before they leaf out. They're going to be prettier. Everything's going to be prettier. The Lady Banks rose that some years don't even bloom are going to be dynamite.
Blue bonnets
are going to be dynamite. All the wildflowers are going to be. This is the year, I think, that if you're going to take a trip, you ought to go because it's going to be incredible.
Wow. And I know you're right because, like you said, the ground, even if we get a little bit of rain right now, it just sits there because the ground is so saturated.
Yeah, I was down in the ranch country.
Yes.
The creeks are flowing.
Yes.
Flowing.
It hadn't rained that much.
The ground's still oozing, isn't it?
It is.
It's amazing.
Well, down in Sonora right now, it just barely trickles and it flows.
Yes.
It's wonderful. And what Tommy just said, if you're not from around here, I'm going to tell you right now, as a kid growing up, my granddad and my dad would be on the phones and I'm a little kid going, it's raining. Why are they? I don't want it to stop raining. Don't ever say it again, by the way. And I said, Dad, why are y'all always talking about rain? He goes, well, let me explain it to you, boy. If it rains, we don't have to spend all our money on feed. That means Mama gets a new car. When Mama gets a new car, life is better. I understood that.
That made sense.
It made sense to me. And that's kind of how it works here. But in a nutshell, that means that they spend money in town. That means all the merchants get to, everybody makes money.
That's right.
And it kind of works. That how we're an agriculture-based community.
Yes.
And that's kind of how it works.
That's right.
And what Tommy just said is 100% right. And there's grass. Cows eat the grass. My dad always said, we don't raise cattle, we raise grass.
That, exactly.
And that's what it is.
That's right.
So it's
going to be, now I want to emphasize that sometimes we go through a day without noticing how pretty the day was. Well, what a tragedy to go through the spring without noticing how pretty it is and was. So everybody out there in radio land, look this spring because it's going to be gorgeous.
See why I love doing the radio show with this man? He makes you think of things that you don't think about. And he's always smiling. You can't see it on the radio, but he's always smiling. And he makes you think of the positive stuff. And it is.
Hey, it is.
There's no way I can't think this spring without looking around and going, hey, you know, wow, how cool is this?
That's right.
Hey, thank you, buddy upstairs, for blessing us with the beauty around us.
Amen. Yes.
You know, isn't that
yes.
cool, though? And I think you're right. I know you're right. It's going to be beautiful.
And in a way, the dry winters and the dry springs just makes us appreciate this one. It's going to make us appreciate it. So even the dry ones have their purpose.
Yeah, and we sure don't. We sure don't appreciate
we,
that,
we,
though,
we
do
don't,
we?
But we appreciate it when it changes. So that's okay. It's all good, isn't it? It's all good.
Yeah, yes. I guess if you don't have the bad, you can't appreciate the good. But we've had plenty of bad not too long ago.
We're getting pretty old. We have a lot of information in our brains, you know. But can you remember how hot it was last summer?
Yeah, it was. 107 for long time.
Day after day after day.
Everybody goes, I'm ready for summer. I said, I'm not ready for 107. You know, 75, 80, I'm real good with that weather right there.
It's amazing the difference 5 degrees can make, isn't it?
It sure
from
is.
From 100 to 95, 95 isn't bad, you know, compared to that.
But I will say this, but after 102, it's just bad.
That's right. So listen, good news with moist soil. If you do a winter garden, or if you plant spinach right now and other seeds that can grow now, lettuce and stuff, radishes, they're going to come up great. Those of you who did it in the fall, you probably have it's already up and looking good. One year I planted a fall garden and it didn't do anything. And then that spring I realized it hadn't rained. So San Angelo water, it doesn't grow anything like rain does. So everything you do is going to be you're going to be more successful. But I want to warn you, or just let you know, it also grows weeds better.
Yeah.
So we're going to have an influx of weeds, probably maybe like never before. We're going to have great weeds, pretty green. They're going to be blooming and yellow and all kinds of stuff, you know. But some people don't want weeds, so you can prevent them with pre-emergence.
Most people don't want weeds.
Most people don't. So putting pre-emergent, I tell you what, if you have crabgrass, which some people have it real bad, but not everybody has it, but you got to start in February, which is going to be right around the corner, putting out pre-emergence. And if you put it out every 2 to 3 months, depending on how strong you put it, you can keep ahead of most of the weeds, not 100%, but a lot of them. So I would strongly recommend starting next month, starting with pre-emergent.
And that's like a fertilizer, correct?
Well, we sell pre-emergent separate from fertilizer. They do mix it, but you're putting it on really at the weakest rate, and you're probably not going to get the results that you're will be expecting. So we sell it separately. And plus you get the exercise of walking around your yard twice and enjoying what you're seeing. Isn't that great?
God, he can make the worst things sound good, can't he?